There are different ways to lose something, and there are just as many ways to find it again. If you lose something, you only find it if you look for it. You only look for it if you want it, but if you don't want it, and you never find it, is it considered lost? And that's why I believe it's good to have some friends, you know, to get you where you need to go.
Who's there? Don't try to hide now. I heard you. And I can smell you. You smell different. I swear, if it's one of you pervert fairies again, I'm going to start hanging up fly traps. Okay, I didn't mean that. What I said about the fly traps. Just please get out of my stuff. I have a system and you're screwing it up. I feel like I know where you are. There you are. I got you, you little...
Why are you?
No, that's not possible, but I thought I... (clears throat) I'm so sorry about that. Here, let me help you up. There you are. Sorry for the mess. I don't usually have guests. Especially none like yourself. Have a seat. Again, sorry. I like to work everywhere. I kind of just leave it like this. Let me get you some tea. I had a pot made earlier. It's no trouble. Here you go. Help yourself to some sugar and honey. Sorry, I like a lot of honey. So, how are you? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Sorry, could I just do something really quickly? It's probably gonna seem really weird to you, but it's just something I do with creatures I've never met before. I can. Okay, just, hold still. This will just take a second. I'm sorry. I know that felt weird, but you smell so different from what I'm used to. I mean, yeah, I'm silly. All bears have a great sense of smell. What do you mean? What do I mean? Oh, well, I guess the hair kind of covers them up sometimes. Especially after I've just... Anyway, let me just, See? Yeah, sure, you could touch them. Yeah, they twitch sometimes. But, yeah, those are my ears. Of course, they're much more prominent when I'm in my other form. Oh, I can, turn into a bear. Like a full bear, with teeth and paws and stuff. No, I'm not gonna shapeshift into a bear for you. Because. That's it. Just because. Well, if you must know, I don't just take the form of a bear. I basically become a bear, and it's hard to get back out of it. And I kind of like having fingers and toes and the ability to talk and make tea, so I'm in this form more often. Oddly enough, I could never get rid of the ears. Well, actually, no. There aren't any other bears that are like me. There are no bears at all. Just me. There used to be, just not anymore. I'm part of a species of bear called the Ursa. They're the natural protectors of the forest. Our large but gentle forms sort of cultivate this strong and amazing power given to us by this higher being that no one knows of, but for the purpose to be used for looking after the forest, such as helping the trees grow, keeping the waters running, summoning the rain, and, as you now know, shapeshift. some could be a bit greedy with how the Ursa use their power. The problem with it is the power isn't really exclusively ours. It can be used by anyone, really. But it was given to us because of our integrity. But if it were to get into the wrong hands, well, knock on wood, am I right? That's why I live in a tree. You know, there's only one forest left under the Ursa's protection now, and it's this one. I'm not too sure what happened to the other forests, but without an Ursa to protect them, it can't be good. But, fortunately, I'm a great leader. I mean, half of the creatures in the forest don't really like me, but they just need more time to warm up to me. My parents were the previous Ursa of this forest, and not everyone liked them either. But they all went to their burial in the end. I guess even when people hate you, they still care what happens to you. So, well, I'm not really sure what to call you, but I don't think it matters, as you'll be leaving soon. Well, you can't exactly stay. You see, you're not from here. You're an invasive species, and like I said, I'm the protector of this forest, and I need to do whatever I have to for all the creatures that live here. It's really just protocol. I'm sure you're a great person. Lots of people with great personalities wind up where they aren't supposed to be. Now, you just sit here and finish your tea while I get you back where you belong. If you don't mind, though, I may need you to spit in my mouth. No, it's not like that. It'd be the only way I could figure out what realm you're from. This is strictly business, honest. I can tell where you're from your DNA. And I can only test your DNA, with my mouth. I know, it's tricky. I don't know how it works either, it's just what I have. Would you be fine with doing that? Thank you for your trust. Okay, now just,
whenever you're ready.
Okay, I've got it. No, this is enough. Okay, this should take just a minute. Oh. I feel kind of sad. Are you sad? No, wait, no. Not sad. Just bored. Really, really bored. I see you in a bed, and now you're getting up. You're putting on your clothes. You're walking out of your house, and you're going into a building. And you're sad. No, wait. No, still bored. People are talking to you now, but they don't look like friends. I can't hear what they're saying, but you're reacting as if their words are like needles. You're back home now. Back in bed. Wow. Well, I think I know which realm you're from now. Time to send you back. It's good tea. So, how these dimensions work, at least from what I know from the teachings of the Elder Ursa, is we're kind of all just layered on top of each other. So places you can go in your dimension, you'll be able to be in mine. But it's all sealed off, kind of like a thin veil of satin. So you must have found a tear somewhere. How the realm somehow got a tear, I have no idea, but we'll just have to find the tear. After you go through, I'll have to find a way to seal the tear, which shouldn't be too much trouble. I hope. You know, I'm sure you're feeling a little sad right now that we just met and I'm already sending you back so quickly, but I think you'll thank me for it. The creatures in this forest are not the most gentle. I mean, I think you may have heard me mention the fairies earlier. They really are some pervy fuckers, yeah. And they really like to watch. I swear, if they weren't so small, I'd be able to catch them. Well, at least they aren't like the weavers. Now, those are freaks. Never satiable. It's like you always have to go round after round after round for them to even be done. Like, it's crazy. And heavy into bondage. God forbid you run into the mushroom patches if you ate just one. I mean, they are tiny, but you will be seeing things for days. I'd say the calmest would have to be the nymphs. I like them. They always talk so sweetly to you. Except for one, she kind of doesn't like me. But, you know, they like to talk to you even if their mouths are busy doing other things. Massive sluts, though. Massive, horny, 24/7. Even at night. Like, it just doesn't end. It does not end. And you truly have to stay away from the tieflings. They are athletic. You know, actually, I take back what I said about the nymphs. They're not that deviant, just misunderstood. Anyway, I'm gonna get some stuff packed really quick. What exactly do humans eat? Do you like, I don't know, loose seeds, or where'd you go? Where? Oh my god, oh my god! Where did you go? Of course, here I was describing someone's literal wet dream fantasy to them, and now they're gone. Stupid, fucking stupid! Okay, let's not panic. They can't have gone far. I have maybe some idea of where they went. The forest isn't too big. I can find them. I have 3 jars of honey ready. That can last me a couple days. Here's hoping. Alright. Let's catch a human.